This chazar zeichen eshbach chazar shalach. Rabbi Yehuda says the chulin daf samach gimel. Rabbi Yehuda said the shalach, which is one of the birds listed in the pasuk as being not kosher, is the bird that draws fish from the sea. The duchifas, another kosher bird, non-kosher bird listed in the pasuk, is the bird whose beauty is tied to its head, meaning its crest lies flat against its head when it's not open. Abraham also explained duchifas in this way, and then says that this is the bird that brought the shamir worm that was used for building the Beis Hamikdash. Amemra said, the lakani and the batni birds are mutter to eat, but with regard to the shaknoi and the batnoi, they may be eaten in a place where the custom is to eat them, but not in a place where the custom is not to eat them. In fact, if they can be eaten, they can be eaten anywhere. Why is the subject to custom? After tomorrow, these birds have only one kosher sign and are similar to the pears in Oznia. Therefore, the place in which the pears in Oznia were not found allows these other birds to be eaten because there's no concern that they can be confused with the non-kosher pears in Oznia. However, the place in which the pears in Oznia were found did not allow these other birds to be eaten. Abaye said the kue and the kakue are aser, but the kakausa is mutter. However, in Eretz Yisrael, they gave malchus to someone who ate the kakuasa and would call that bird the tachvasa. Abaye says the tinshemes, which is another non-kosher bird listed in the pasuk, is the baus of the birds, meaning the bird that calls out at night. That's what Rashi explains. Maybe instead say this refers to the baus of the shrotzim, since there is a tinshemes that's listed in one of the Tomei shrotzim as well. Mara said we use one of the yud gimel midas. And say that since the subject matter of the birds is of the pasuk is birds, the tinshemes must refer to a bird as well. There's another bryce regarding shrotzim that's similar to this one. The bryce says the tinshemes, one of the tamei shrotzim listed in the pasuk, is the baus of the shrotzim. Maybe instead say it refers to the baus of the birds. Again, we use the and say that since the subject matter of the pasuk is shrotzim, the tinshemes must refer to sherets as well. Abaye said the baus of the birds is the kipuf, and the baus of the shrotzim is the kupidai. Said the ka'os, which is another non-kosher bird in the pasuk, is the kuk bird, and the racham is the shrakrak bird. Rabbi Yechon said it's called the racham because when it comes, rachamim comes to the world, meaning when it comes, when it will rain. Rabbi said this is only when it sits on something and makes a shrakrak sound. And we have a kabbalah that if it sits on the ground and yells, this means that Mashiach is coming. Rabbi Adar Bar Simi asked Mar Bar Ravidoi, we once found it to be sitting in a plowed field and yelling, and a stone then came and fell on it and killed it. He answered, that bird was a liar. Mashiach was in fact not coming, and that's why this bird was killed. Zohar Mevayt Abrai says, when the pasuk listing the non-kosher bird says oyriv, it refers to the oyriv bird. When it says eskol oyriv, it refers to the deep oyriv. When it says liminoy, it comes to include the oyriv that comes with the heads of a yoina bird. Rekhmer is saying that oyriv refers to the oyriv bird is not helpful to explaining what it is. And remember, Rav Abrai says it means that oyriv refers to the common black oyriv that we are familiar with. The deep oyriv refers to the white oyriv, with white spots that appear deeper than the surrounding darker colors. Rav Papa said, the oyriv that comes with the heads of a yoina bird does not mean that it leads the group of the yoina birds. Rather, it means that its head resembles that of a yoina. So Rav Abrai says, when the pasuk listing the non-kosher bird says hanetz, it refers to the netz bird. When it says limineu, it comes to include the barchiria, which Abai identifies as the shurinka. Rabbi Yehuda said the chasida listed in the pasuk as a non-kosher bird is the white daya bird. It's called the chasida because it does kindness with the other birds by sharing its food. The anafa bird is the hot-tempered daya. It's called anafa because it gets angry at the other birds. In the name of Rav Chista, the son of Rav, in the name of Rav, said there are 24 types of non-kosher birds. Rav Chanan, the son of Rav Chista, asked Rav Chista. In Vayikra, there are only 20 types listed. In Devarim, there are only 21 types listed. Even if you say that in Vayikra, there's the Da'o bird, which that's not mentioned in Devarim. So when that's added to the 21 of Devarim, there's still only 22 types, not 24. Rav Chista said, your mother's father, which is Rav Chanan, the son of Rava, said, in the name of Rav, the psukim say, Limino, again, Limino, then Liminoi, and Limineu, which refer to another four types, which brings the total to 24. Based on this, there should be 26, the 21 of Devarim. The Da'a makes it now 22, plus the 4 brings it 26. And from Rabbi said, the Da'a listen to Vayikra and the Ra'a listen to Devarim are actually one and the same. This has to be the case because Chumash Devarim is meant to be more inclusive, so it would not leave out something taught on the list in Vayikra. Rather, it must be that the Da'a and the Ra'a are one and the same. Fact number, this reduces the total by one, but still leaves a total of 25. Abaye said, the Ayo and the Dayo that are mentioned are actually the same bird. This reduces the total to 24. Fact number, if they're one, why are they both listed in the pasuk in Devarim? After tomorrow, it's like Rebbe says in a Braisa that this bird is known by both of these names. If the Torah would have only referred to it by one of its names, someone who refers to the other name would claim that it's kosher. Therefore, the Torah wrote both of its names. Frekta Gemara, Braisa says the reason that the list of the non-kosher animals and birds were repeated in Devarim after having already been taught in Vayikra regarding the animals was because of the Shisua, which is listed in Devarim and not in Vayikra. And regarding the birds is because of the Ra'ah, which is listed in Devarim and not in Vayikra. Now, presumably, just as in the case of the animals, the Shisua is an addition to the list, same is true regarding the Ra'ah. And for the Gemara, the Shisua is being added, but the Ra'ah is mentioned only to explain and clarify that the Da'ah also goes by the name Ra'ah. Marcus argues on Ravo, who says that the Ra'ah is another name for the Ayah, which would mean that the Ra'ah, the Da'ah, the Ayah, and the Da'ah are all the same, which means that there are only 23 kinds of birds listed. Talking about the Bryce says, East Ben Yehuda said, there are 100 kinds of non-kosher birds in the East, and they are all types of Ayah birds. Avim, the son of Ravo, told a Bryce that says there are 700 kinds of non-kosher fish, 800 kinds of non-kosher grasshoppers, and an uncountable number of birds. We have learned that only 24 kinds of non-kosher birds. The Marcus Bryce means that there are the number of kosher birds are uncountable. Zachmar Vaita Bryce says, Rebbe said, Hashem knew that there are more non-kosher animals than kosher animals, so he only listed the kosher ones. Hashem knew that there are more there are more kosher birds than non-kosher birds, so he only listed the non-kosher birds. Zachmar Pshita, Marcus, he teaches that what Rav Huna in the name of Rav, in the name of Meir, said that a person should always teach his Talmidim in a concise manner. Zachmar Vaita basically said a kosher bird may be eaten on a tradition that the bird is kosher. A hunter is believed to say he has a Kabbalah from his Rebbe that the bird that he presents to us is kosher. Rav Yochanan said this is only if the Rebbe is known to have been an expert in knowing the 24 non-kosher birds and their names. Rav Zera asked, does this refer to his teacher in hunting or his teacher in Torah? And from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said the teacher must be an expert in identifying the birds, it's clear that he's referring to a hunter. The Rebbe of Torah would be unfamiliar with identifying the various species. Shema Minah.